Bill tonight. Thank you. What a great set. Thanks also to our other guests today. Thanks also to our other guests today, Scott Polly from Chatham Baroque, our Mount Lebanon High School imaginative writers, Tilly, Gabby, Mira, and Hannah, and from the Bell Vernon Area Middle School, lend a hand to California Project, Ava, Addison, and Alexandra. Ellis, Dorm Technical Associate, and Chad Green, our technical director, did a great job with today's mix. Robert Gray is our director of operations. Ty Trosky, books.
5 o'clock, your dial is tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Fontana and the Mindbenders, the game of love. How does that game of love played anyways? Is that more? Well, you got to have more than one player. That's the one thing. If not, well, never mind. Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your Deacon Doo-Wop, your Salt in a Swing, your cup loudly graduate of the Chetwick Institute Group Parkology, Jay Thurber at 12:03. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up to the 3 o'clock hour. Broadcasting this week from Greenville, Tennessee. We are crashing at, we're invading my father-in-law Dave's home space. He and I are going to talk about growing up in Shadyside and about memories of Wiley Radio. What was Wiley Radio? Well, we'll tell you about that in a little while. We're also going to talk to the folks at the Bulls Gap Railroad Museum. And if we're lucky, we're going to hear from Park Overall, probably the most famous person to come out of Greenville, Tennessee since Dave Ritter or since Andrew Johnson. So stay tuned. Lots more coming your way. But no phone calls, please. Please no requests. Save them for another time. This is the sound of the Chiffons on Radio 9. Super Solid Gold Saturday afternoon. I'll be talking with my father-in-law, Dave Ritter, here in just a little while. I'm talking to folks from the Bulls Gap Railroad Museum. We're in Eastern Tennessee this week, so please save your requests. Do check in with me online on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. We're posting some pictures from our trip there as well. Martha and the Vandellas on Radio 9.
helping too.
Need a second helping. Need a second helping.
When you light the fire in my heart and every part of me is burning for you. You got to put your lips closer tonight. Girl, you gotta follow it through.
You gotta follow it through.
Gotta follow it through.
You gotta follow it through.
Keep the ball rolling. Keep the ball rolling. Girl, the name of the game is love. On your mark, get set, let the kissing start. And just keep the ball rolling. Lead it right into my heart. Half of a loaf isn't better than love.
Keep the ball rolling, Jay and the Techniques from 1967. We're in Greenville, Tennessee this week. I'm Jay Thurber, along with Dave Ritter, my father-in-law, and he was just asking, how do I know that I have 2 minutes to get, because he said, how do you know how long you have to get back, he said. What was the question you asked me? How do I know it's 2 minutes?
Yeah, I did ask you that. You said, I got a clock and I know when it's 2 minutes.
Well, and then the little hand, Mickey's big hand is on the little one number, and then the little hand, Mickey's little hand is on the other number. No, that's how long you got, that's how wrong the records are. If they're 3 minute records, then I got 2 minutes to go to the bathroom, 2 minutes to pour a cup of coffee, whatever it is, then I got to get back because I got 30 seconds on either side of that. This is not for babies here, boy. This is big time radio.
This would drive me crazy.
Well, a lot of people say this show drives them crazy.
I can understand that.
We're going to talk to Dave in just a couple minutes about growing up in Pittsburgh in the 50s and 60s. And we're going to talk about Wiley Radio. What was Wiley Radio? We're going to talk about that in just a couple of minutes, too, so stay tuned. Broadcasting this week from Greenville, Tennessee, on 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio in Petersport. This is George McRae. We're going to check weather for you, too, in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
Come on. Jay Thurman.
What radio is meant to be.
Radio Man.
Cause if you let me, I will always stay by you. You got to trust me, that's how it must be. There's so much that I can do. But just call me, tell me, and I'll be around. If you call, I'll be right with you. You and I should be together. With this love I long to give you, I'll be at your side forever. Call me, don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me.
It's not a full color multimedia presentation, that's for sure. It's Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. That was Chris Montez with Call Me from 1966. We're here in Greenville, Tennessee this week with my buddy Dave. We ditched your daughter, my wife.
Well, she'll come back.
Oh, she'll come back. Okay. We were at the Bulls Gap Railroad Museum yesterday, and I got the impression that you and I, Dave, were having a lot more fun than the girls were.
That's for sure.
or even my nephews, your grandkids. One of them kind of liked it. The other one was not so sure what he was looking at there, I think.
That's true.
You said you were there years ago, and they've really built that thing up from what it used to be.
A couple of years ago, friend of mine and I were there, and it was dirty and messy, and I think there's some women come in there and said, this place has got to be cleaned up if you're going to open it up and let people come in, and they did. It looks very nice.
And they've done a nice job, and we're going to talk to one of the volunteers from there and later on in the program. And like I said, good Lord willing, actress Park Overall is going to hopefully join us later on in the show. She was having some I don't want to say health issues, but was not feeling quite up to snuff, so we may not get a chance to talk to her at all, but we'll see. We'll see. What else should we tell them about Greenville, Tennessee? How long have you been down here?
Since 2006.
Okay. We did this once before. I think we did it out on the back porch, though.
Yeah, we both got sunburned and decided we weren't going to do it outside again.
Well, we get cloud burned today. It's been a little cold and snowy down here, actually. You're not too used to getting too much snow down here.
We don't.
Okay. But 2006 you've been down here. What do you like about being down here?
Pace is slower, the people are friendly, and it's just a nice place to be. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I mean, I lived in Pittsburgh for 65 years, and I like that, but this is different. And when I retired, I just decided I wanted to come down here, and my wife had relatives here, so that's how we got used to the area. And we just decided that's where we wanted to come, and it's worked out fine.
Tell folks whereabouts you grew up in Pittsburgh.
Well, I grew up in Shadyside, and I went to Peabody High School, went to Liberty Elementary School, and then went to Peabody High School. And so I'm familiar with the east part of the city, I guess you'd say. And
do I remember that you went to school with a couple famous people that came out of, other than you, I mean, came out of Peabody High School? Hey, didn't you go to school with John Edgar Wideman or something like that?
Yeah, I knew, okay. I did know him.
Okay.
And Gene Kelly went to Peabody High School.
A little bit before you did.
Oh, yeah, long before me. And there were some others, too, I guess. Frank Gorshin, I think, went to Peabody, too.
That's familiar to me.
His sister, I knew his sister, but I didn't know him. He was probably performing at different places other than the school.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it. I mean, I've had a good life in Pittsburgh and then coming down here, so it's everything's worked out pretty well.
And then you did a hitch in the Army in Germany.
In Germany, yeah.
And then came back and went to, I always get them mixed up. University of Rochester. No, you went to Rochester Institute of Technology.
Yeah.
Okay, RIT.
Yeah.
Okay.
Printing management, and then I ended up a job with a printer for a while, and then I ended up going with an advertising agency, and I stayed there for 31 years, so I really enjoyed that because it was something different every day, and the people I worked with were really nice, and so it was a pleasant experience. I did have a couple jobs that I hated getting up in the morning and going to, but they sort of passed away. And
when I was a kid, and we were talking off the air about I belong to the train club in McKeesport, and I have since I was a kid, and a couple of the guys down there kind of helped me along as a kid. Older fellas kind of mentored me a little bit. And that's what I remember one of them saying. He had retired from U.S. Steel. He had been there for 45 or 50 years. And he said he had a bad day once in a while, but he never had a bad overall experience. And he said, if you don't like your job, you got two jobs. And the first job is getting out of bed every morning. And the second one is actually going to work. He said, so don't ever take a job where you can't get out of bed in the morning because you've given yourself extra work. And that stuck with me 40 years later. I still remember that.
I agree with that. I did have a couple jobs that I just didn't like going to. I had a boss that was a real pain. He took a Christmas tree and threw it out on the middle of Center Avenue one time because he didn't want the girl to set it up. And I thought, this is crazy. I got to get out of here.
There's always a few bosses like that somewhere. We're going to check weather for you here in just a couple of minutes, so stay tuned for that. It's no requests this week. Please save your requests for another time. But do check in with me online on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky. These are the 3 degrees on Radio 9. Thanks so much for tuning in this week. The 3 degrees, when will I see you again here on Radio 9? And hopefully we'll see you again real soon. I'm Jay Thurber. We're broadcasting this week from Greenville, Tennessee. We'll be talking a little bit more about that. Home of President Andrew Johnson. And President Andrew Johnson, I don't know where he is right now in the afterlife. I'm sure he's happy because I was going to say something mean about President Trump, but I won't. They used to say Andrew Johnson. Well, I used to say James Buchanan. You know, James Buchanan was the only president from Pennsylvania. Did you know that? He was the only president from Pennsylvania was James Buchanan. And they used to say he was the worst president ever. And I figure, well, everybody maybe moved up a notch. I don't know. Tax season can be stressful, especially for individuals and families with limited income or those unfamiliar with the tax filing process. The IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program and MyFreeTaxes.com offer accessible, reliable solutions to help ease the burden of income tax preparation. Pennsylvania 211 can connect you, if you're eligible, with free tax filing assistance through programs that help you maximize your refunds, access valuable tax credits, and avoid unnecessary tax preparation fees. VITA services are available to households that earn $60,000 or less every year. Also serves individuals with disabilities, senior citizens, and those who need extra support in filing their tax returns. To find a VITA site near you, and don't wait until the last minute, dial 211. Visit pa211.org or use the IRS's VITA Locator tool online. You need to make an appointment in advance. Many VITA sites operate on a seasonal basis, and appointments can fill up quickly during the tax season. So visit pa211.org or pick up the phone and dial 211 to find a VITA site near you and see if you're qualified for free tax assistance. That's a message from the United Way. Mostly sunny skies today with a high near 39, clear overnight with a low of 28. On Sunday, partly sunny, 51. Sunday night, clear, low 34. On Monday, sunny skies with a high near 60. And then on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 66. Or dial BR549. We'll be talking about Archie Campbell later on, too. Stay tuned.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around. Everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus. There was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. Garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck.
is, of course, Ricky Nelson. You're tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Coming up later on, we were in Bulls Gap, Tennessee. The most famous person ever come from Bulls Gap, Tennessee was Archie Campbell. Who? Archie Campbell, that's who. For tuning in.
About the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Jay Thurber!
band called Smith on Radio Night. I don't know if that was their real name. I knew a man once with a wooden leg named Smith. You don't know that one?
I don't know where it is. It's going.
Yeah, what was the name of his other leg?
Jones?
No, maybe. Okay. Jay Thurber with you down here in Greenville, Tennessee, with my father-in-law, Dave. And how do you like some Clarence Frogman Henry?
Oh, I love him.
All right. I'm in love with Clarence Frogman Henry. I'm not really. So stay tuned for that. This is Chuck Jackson on Radio 9.
Any day now, I will hear you say goodbye, my love. And you. this way, begging you to stay any day now. When the clock strikes go, you'll call it off, and then my tears will flow.
Chuck Jackson, we're going to play some Archie Campbell here in about 30 seconds, and the audience might fly away. We'll find out. Archie Campbell right after this message.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Dave just said when he grew up, he wanted to be either a car designer or a disc jockey. And I said, that's the problem. If you want to be a disc jockey, you're not allowed to grow up. We were in Bulls Gap, Tennessee yesterday and visited the Archie Campbell Museum. Archie Campbell was a comedian, a singer, a writer, and one of the stars of Hee Haw. And if you're a Gen Xer or a little bit older, you probably remember every Saturday night sitting down with, especially if you had grandparents like mine, you sat down with Lawrence Welk and Hee Haw on a Saturday night. Archie Campbell came out of Bulls Gap, Tennessee, population about 600. Wanted to be an artist. He studied art at Mars Hill College and then got a job at WNOX Radio in Knoxville. And later on, became an actor on a bunch of radio stations in the South, joined the Navy during World War II. And if you go to the Archie Campbell Museum, you can see some of the World War II memorabilia. And then, of course, had a bunch of hit records on RCA Victor and Starday back in the 1960s. And then got a job on the TV show Hee Haw. And this is one of his most famous bits where he would reverse the different words. This is Rindercella by the late, great Archie Campbell.
Once upon a time in a corn country, there lived a beautiful girl, and her name was Rindercella. Now, Rindercella lived with her mugly other and two sad blisters. Also, in this same corn country, there was a very prancing hints. And this prancing of hints was going to have a bouncy fall, and he'd invited the people for riles amount, especially the pitch reaper. Now, Rindercella's mugly other and her two sad blisters went out to buy some drancy fesses to wear to this bouncy fall, but Rindercella couldn't go because all she had to wear was some old rurdy dags. Finally, the night of the bouncy fall arrived, and Rindercella couldn't go, so she just cat down and shrine. And she was kitting there a shrine when all at once there appeared before her her Gary Mudfather. And he touched her with his magic man, and there appeared before her a keg boach and Hicks White sorcerer to take her to the Bansy Fall. But he said, Rindercella, be sure and be home before midnight, or I'll turn you into a tumpkin. When Rindercella arrived at the Bansy Fall, the prince and hints met her at the door because he had been watching behind a wooden hinder. And Rindercella and the prince and hints danced all night until midnight, and they lell and thud. And finally, the mid-clock struck night, and Rindercella staced down the rares, and just as she beached the rottum, she slopped her dripper. The next day, this prancing of hints went all over this corn country looking for the beautiful girl who had slopped her dripper. Finally, he came to Rindercella's house, and he tried it on her mugly other, and it fit and did. Then he tried it on her two sigly ushers, and it fit and did. Then he tried it on Rindercella, and it fit and did. It was exactly the sight right. So they were So they were married and lived heavily after happiness. Now, the style of the Maury is this. If you go to a Banshee Fall and you want to have a Prince of Hints, Lol, and Fuv with you, don't forget to slop your dripper.
Archie Campbell with the story of Rinder Sella. We'll hear from him later on in the show. We're also going to talk to the folks at the Bulls Gap Railroad Museum, so stay tuned for that. This is Les Cooper with a little thing called Wiggle Wobble. Sports and weather coming up next. That's Les Cooper here on Radio 9. We're going to check your sports and weather. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes from Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang out with your friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sundays. For more information, visit the website at sidecar412.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. News coming up for you at 1 o'clock, but first...
You're front row center at the ball game.
The Penguins traded forwards Cody Glass and Jonathan Gruden to the New Jersey Devils in exchange for prospects Chase Stillman and Max Graham, as well as a third-round draft pick. The Pens also re-signed defenseman Ryan Shea to a one-year deal. The 28-year-old is now under contract through 2026 and will make $900,000 next season. In spring training baseball, Paul Skeens pitched into the fourth inning as the Pirates beat the Orioles 9-5 on Thursday night. The Buccos are playing the Atlanta Braves today in Venice, Florida. In college basketball action, your number 25 ranked Carnegie Mellon Tartans women's team beat Bridgewater State 69-58 last night in the first round of the Division III tournament in Baltimore. They advanced to the second round to play Johns Hopkins tonight at 7:15. The Pitt men host Boston College tonight at the Peterson Events Center in their final regular season game. The Panthers did not earn a first round bye in the ACC tournament, so they'll be playing in the first round on Tuesday in North Carolina. And the Duquesne men wrap up their regular season tonight when they play at St. Louis University.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Mostly sunny skies today with a high near 39, clear overnight with a low of 28. On Sunday, partly sunny, 51. Sunday night, clear, low 34. On Monday, sunny skies with a high near 60. And then on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 66.
Leslie Gore on Radio 9. Turn to cry. That was Leslie Gore on Radio 9. Cliff Nobles and company going to take us to news. Broadcasting this week from Greenville, Tennessee. We'll be talking with my father-in-law, Dave, more in the program. No phone calls this week. Save them for another time. You're tuned to 88.3 WYRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From feature story news in Washington, I'm Nick Harper with the Week in Review. It was a week of uncertainty, flip-flops, diplomatic discussions and moving deadlines, all surrounding US tariffs on Canada and Mexico. The Trump administration implemented new 10% import duties on China and 25% on its two nearest neighbours, to only then reverse course and delay those Canada and Mexico tariffs for a month. All that uncertainty unsettled global markets amid fears of a painful and costly trade war. FSN's Tony Waterman reported on the retaliation moves.
Within minutes of the new U.S. tariffs taking effect, China and Canada retaliated, hitting the U.S. with fresh tariffs of their own on everything from cars to cotton to wine, beer, and Florida orange juice. Mexico, Canada, and China are the U.S.'s top three trade partners, and a trade war threatens to upend more than $2 trillion in trade, much of the cost passed along to consumers. Trump wants the countries to do more to stem the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. All three deny they are responsible for the U.S.'s drug problem.
Leaders of the European Union's member states ramped up support for Ukraine this week with an emergency summit in Brussels. It followed Washington's decision to freeze military aid to Kiev and cut off intelligence sharing. FSN's William Denslow was watching developments from the Belgium capital.
Senior EU officials say the changing policy from the U.S. when it comes to Ukraine is the basis of this emergency summit. The focus is on how Ukraine's European allies can ramp up support in the short term, while also providing longer-term security guarantees, such as a possible peacekeeping force. Leaders will also discuss the European Commission's roughly $850 billion rearm plan to bolster the bloc's defense capabilities. European powers are scrambling to retain Washington's support for Ukraine, but this summit is an opportunity to prepare for a scenario where it's without its transatlantic partner. William Denslow, Brussels.
Meanwhile, the United States and Ukraine are set to hold talks in Saudi Arabia next week aimed at creating a ceasefire agreement in the conflict with Russia. FSN's Ross Cullen reports from Kyiv.
After President Zelensky meets the Saudi Crown Prince on Monday, his team, but crucially not Mr. Zelensky himself, will stay on in the country for meetings with the US delegation. Washington has made no secret of its dissatisfaction with the Ukrainian leader, and the president's chief of staff is likely to head up the Ukrainian delegation. According to Donald Trump's Middle East envoy, Stephen Witkoff, the idea for the talks in Saudi Arabia is to, quote, get down a framework for a peace agreement and an initial ceasefire. President Zelensky said on Thursday that Ukraine is not only ready to take the necessary steps for peace, but, quote, we are also proposing those steps.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Hawaiian Eye. Starring Anthony Isley, Robert Conrad, Connie Stevens.
Strange Melodies.
Also starring
Jay Thurber
with Ponce Ponce.
Hawaiian
Eye. I saw a crazy chick running down the street. I said, ooh, pretty baby, why the great big bee? She said, oh, wow, what a square. Don't you dig the scene? Daddy Cool's a playing his piano machine. Daddy who?
Daddy Cool.
Daddy who?
Daddy Cool.
Daddy Cool, Daddy Cool.
Daddy Cool.
Daddy Cool. Daddy Cool.
Daddy Cool.
Daddy Cool. Let me buy the hand.